Hello and welcome to the first Wonderwall netcast with me, Marie Urshad. I'm here with Chrissy McKenzie, one of the organisers of Wonderwall. Chrissy, so how did Wonderwall actually start? How did it begin?
It started as a funded project by Glassy to add value to product for small fibre producers like myself. There was a steering committee as well to sort of help organise it. And once the funding was finished after 3 years, a group of us on the steering committee took it on to run it. And now there's Olwyn, Vivas and myself do the main organising of the event. It started off with about 40 stands, and this year we've got up to 173 exhibitors. So it has grown tremendously, yes.
Oh, well, that's fabulous news. I wanted to say that I understand it. One of the original reasons for Wonderwall was to also to stimulate interest in the Welsh woolen industry.
Yes, it was, yes, because we obviously had a very big industry here years ago, lots of lovely mills. Unfortunately, some obviously have now closed over the years, and there are an awful lot of sheep here with some very good wool. So, yes, it was to do with that as well, yes.
And what made you choose the Royal Welsh Showground at Llanelwedd to host the show?
Well, it's really central to Wales, the sort of most central part, I suppose, of Wales. And the Royal Welsh Show is housed here. It's a big showground, so we've got plenty of room for all our visitors to camp if they want to. And it enables us to grow bigger, which we might not get somewhere else.
And as we said, you're in the seventh year now, and it has grown and grown. What are your plans for the future for Wonderwall? Oh, I also have to ask, so where did the name come from? Because it's a fantastic name.
Yes, it was really right at the beginning. Several names were sort of thrashed out, and Wonderwall was chosen. It seemed to sum it up, really. Yes. I think we've got... We'll probably have, obviously, more exhibitors. We'll maybe try and get some special sort of events in. Last year, for the first time, we added a two-day felting course, which runs directly after Wonderwall. We've got that again this year because it was very popular. So it's sort of adding things into it, really, and obviously more stands, because we always have a waiting list now. But we don't want it to get too big, because it is a lot of work, and although we really enjoy it, I think it would lose its atmosphere if it became too big.
Can you also just tell me a little bit about the sheep walk? Because initially I thought it involved actual sheep.
Well, you should have come last year because it did. Yes, some of our exhibitors did have sheep on there that they'd used their fibre to make jumpers and things. And it evolved because
It's a fashion catwalk, isn't it?
It is, yes. Yes, it's our interpretation of the catwalk. So many of our visitors and exhibitors produce lovely garments, and we thought it was a really good showcase for their businesses and to show off, obviously, what they do, yes. And it's a bit of fun as well.
Thank you very much, Chrissy.